our roundtable draft coverage with Dan Bickley, Ron Wolfley, John Gambadoro, and myself, Dave Burns, and of course Vince Murata and Luke Lipinski coming up later on in the evening as well. It commences at 4. The draft starts at 5. We're expecting the Cardinals to make their pick sometime around 5:45 if they stay at number 4. If they move out, as we've discussed, obviously that's going to change some things. But keep it right here all night long on Arizona Sports, because we've got the first round covered beginning to end. All of your favorite Arizona sports personalities all kind of jumbled up and mixed together roundtable style. It's always a lot of fun when we do it that way, and of course we encourage you to just keep it right here or watch us on YouTube and check out our draft coverage all night. Our another member of our team, and if you look tonight at the draft in Detroit, you see that sea of Honolulu blue and silver. Somewhere in that sea is our own Tyler Drake, who is live in Detroit right now, our Cardinals writer, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show live from the NFL draft. Tyler, what's going on, man? How's Detroit treating you?
Hey guys, hopefully you can hear me well. It's going well. It's a busy day out here today for sure. It's already packed. One entry is already actually, from what I've heard, shut down from the crowd capacity. So a lot of fans packing it in today.
Wow, they've already had to shut it down. I'm sorry, Gabe, but go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, no. Let's talk where we are right now with the Cardinals. There's been some reports that Marvin Harrison Jr. has an assurance. I think Matt Miller reported it, that the Cardinals are going to take him. Not that you know anything, but would you be surprised if that was the case?
No, not at all. And I think that should be the case. It should be Marvin. I think, going through everything this offseason, I think we've all gone through the many, many different scenarios. And at the end of the day, I think it's Marvin Harrison Jr. and everyone else is behind him. And I think he can elevate this team right away. He can give the Cardinals a number one option that can absolutely boost this team, give Kyler Murray somebody he can trust, pair him with Trey McBride. I mean, that would be a very, very solid offensive, assault if Marvin could end up in Arizona.
Handicap the 27th pick for me. In your opinion, the odds, the percentage, chances that the Cardinals actually make a pick at number 27 in tonight's NFL draft. Where would you put that percentage of chance?
Oh, I would probably put it at about 30%.
Okay.
And I just think there's too many variables with how this board's going to shake out, who's going to be where. Who knows? Maybe there's quarterbacks that a team wants to come get. Who knows if maybe there's a certain offensive lineman somebody wants to come up. So I think there's a lot of variables to 27. I think it could go a lot of different ways. You could trade up, get somebody better, package maybe a 35 or a 66, or you can trade down and move on to the second round, maybe get another pick for next year. So just a lot of different ways they can go. And if they wanted to stay there, maybe there's a Chop Robinson, and that would be a heck of a get for those guys.
Yeah, we've even talked about a scenario if one of the quarterbacks that's expected to go middle to late first is there at 27, like say a Bo Nix happens to be there at 27. I think he'll be gone by then, but what if he's there? I would expect the Cardinals are going to get some calls from teams in the second round that want to move up and they want to get him so that way they can secure that fifth-year option.
Yeah, I agree with you. That fifth-year option is going to be very important when we get down to that 27 range and there's quarterbacks available. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that is, yeah, right on line with what I've got, Gambo.
Tyler Drake joining us from Detroit, our Cardinals reporter and writer from ArizonaSports.com. But there is at 27 also the possibility, we keep talking about trade down, trade up as well. And I would imagine with all of these picks in the third round that the Cardinals, there are going to be guys, whether it's in the late first round or even in the second, that if they want to be aggressive and go get, they certainly have the means to go get them. How much of a consolidation are you expecting with the picks that they have overall this weekend to kind of thin that out a little bit and maybe go for a little more quality over quantity?
Oh, you know what? You broke up there a little bit, Burns.
I was asking you about the Cardinals trading up, not only in the first round, at the end of the first round, but in the second and the third round with all the extra inventory they have. How much do you think they will value quantity over quality, or maybe the other way around when it comes to making the moves they make?
Yeah. So, I, for me, I think this is the thing I'm going off of. I don't see them picking 11 rookies coming out of this draft class. They've got to move some of these picks. They've got to maybe get some future capital by packaging them up. And you also could do what we were just talking about, trade up 27 and a 35 or a 27 and a 66, get back in the teens, land one of those other top cornerbacks or maybe an edge rusher, and then you go from there. Because like you said, like I just said, there's a lot of draft capital the Cardinals have. So I think that if they're going to try to make a move, it's going to get a player this year and then maybe look for picks next year instead of maybe shoring up some more later in the rounds. I just think they've got too many to work with now. They've got to move some around.
Tyler, we focus so much on the first round pick, especially number four overall. We're ultra focused on that. And obviously tomorrow we'll turn our attention to the rest of the draft. But how important is this draft to them? I mean, I go back to the Denny Green years with Antro Roll and Dansby and Dockett and all the big hits that they had that put together a team that eventually made it to the Super Bowl. The importance of this draft to you in Monty Austin Ford's second year.
Yeah, it's huge. I think Lance Zierlein, Daniel Jeremiah said this is their moment. This is the Cardinals' moment, and he couldn't be more right. There's just so many, you know, positions of need that can get filled right away. They can really boost both sides of the football with this first round and with this draft in general. I mean, 11 picks, they're going to make moves, but they're still going to come away with some premium talent that I think can really mold what Jonathan Gannon and Monty Osfort want to do in getting team-first guys, football junkies, and absolutely violent players. And I think there's plenty of guys in this first round that check that box. And really, you know, make a run. Try to double your win total. Try to make a wild card run. I don't think it's that far off. I know a lot of people might call me crazy for that, but they hit this draft the right way. That is very much in the possibility.
All right, Tyler, we appreciate the hard work as always. I expect we're going to have you on a little bit later when you've had a chance, assuming that the player the Cardinals take is there, that you've had a chance to talk to that player and kind of relay what they had to say about getting picked by the Cardinals. So I think we're going to have you on a little later on during our draft coverage. But stay sane out there in Detroit. We appreciate the time.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.